Dave Archer, the Atlanta Falcons radio analyst. Arch, me and Bo, man, a couple dogs off the leash this morning, trying to drive the bus and keep this Falcons Friday going. What's going on with you, buddy?
Hey, good to hear you guys' voices. Look forward to talking a little Falcons football with you. The Cowboys coming to town. Everything's good, man. Looking forward to a good football weekend.
Arch, I want to start with this one, man. One of these stats that kind of hits you over the head when you look at the Falcons' recent run of success, when you look at October and what the ground game has been. I saw this stat earlier. Warren Sharp had this. 43.7% of the Falcons' running plays have gained 5 or more yards. 43% have gained 5 or more yards. Bijan's been special on the ground. He's been special through the air. Tyler Allgeier has a role as well. You talked to Kirk, and we played it earlier, his comments on this offensive line and being creative about getting Bijan the ball. What's been the key to success, really, when you look at this running game over the last few weeks?
Well, I think the specialness that the two backs bring to the table, certainly, Mike, is part of it, but there is a good part of it. But I think the offensive line and the way they've played, I think that, you know, we were a little concerned when Ryan Neuzel had to come in as the backup center. I think he's done a yeoman's work there. You've been able to keep that group together for the most part, other than Neuzel has been that new guy in the center spot, and he's held it down. And I think that group has grown together as a unit. We talk about it all the time. The most cohesive unit on a football team is the offensive line, and certainly it perpetuates itself into and manifests itself into something bigger than that if they can all stay on the field and play together for multiple games in a row without losing guys. And I know McGarry's been a little banged up, and I heard you guys talking a little bit about McGarry yesterday in that you feel like he's having one of his better seasons of his career. And I think that would be correct. I think he's done some really good stuff, and I don't know whether the injury has kind of limited him to where his mindset is that, let me not try to do too much or whatever it is. But he's done an excellent job up front. But I just think it's a combination, and I think that you got Zach Robinson, a play caller that's kind of developed. We've talked about this all season long, about everybody kind of growing together and kind of getting to know one another and all that kind of stuff. And it's all here by midpoint of the year. We're starting to see that come together. I asked Raheem about how much of the game plan or maybe you've gotten into the playbook as far as offense and defense goes, and he says it ebbs and flows obviously with who you're playing, but they've gotten into a good bit of what they want to do and who they want to be from an identity standpoint. We talked about that a good bit too. So I think it's a combination of all that stuff.
Arch, when you see a guy like CeeDee Lamb, who I know you get to pay a lot of attention to because he was an Oklahoma guy and you did a lot of Big 12 radio, but with a guy like CD, I asked Mike this earlier, and I think I can't remember if we were on the air yet. We were talking about stuff. Is this the guy that you basically say, I'm going to let you get yours? Or do you just continue to play like you've had, where you let teams dink and dunk on you and say, we're not changing who we are, no matter who's across from us, because he's done well in two games against Atlanta, granted different coaching staff and players, but he has done well when he sees the red and black show up.
Yeah, he's done well just about anybody, against anybody. But when you go back and you look, the Ram, we talked a little about this on Monday. This staff, meaning the offensive staff, defensive staffs for these two teams, Jimmy Lake and Zach Robinson, were part of offensive and defensive staffs in L.A. They saw the Cowboys last year. In fact, they've seen the Cowboys 2 years in a row, and Dallas has won both games. And last year, CD went off. He had 12 grabs for 160 yards and 2 touchdowns against that Ram defense. And so I know you're playing different personnel, but it's similar scheme. And Dak had a lot of success as well, through 4 touchdowns in that game. So that part of it, you know CB is going to get his. And I don't think you worry about that. I think that they do a good job of game planning to get him the football. They move him a lot, around a lot, like we do with Drake and with Darnell Mooney. So he's going to get opportunities to catch a football regardless of what you're doing defensively. The biggest thing is you don't want anybody else to touch you up if you can. You know, limit their run game, which they've struggled running the football. I know you guys have talked a great deal about that. I like their tight ends. I think Jake Ferguson is a guy that can hurt you and beat you. So he's a guy you got to pay attention to. And then just don't let Kevontae Turbin have a big play. Don't let Tolbert have a big play. because Lamb, they're going to find a way to scheme to get Lamb the football. He's just that kind of player, good player. He had 125 grabs last year, almost 1,800 yards. He's going to get catches.
Well, David, I want to follow up on that, too, because I wanted to ask, and you kind of just answered it, but is that a quarterback thing where Dak kind of just locks in on a CD? Or how much of that is design, and how much of that is the fact that as Dak Prescott progresses, that maybe he doesn't feel like there's a lot of good options right now, specifically because you're not running the ball, right? No guys, play action's not working very well. How much of that is a Dak thing on the targets for him being so much more than everybody else, and how much of it is a scheme thing?
No, I think you're right on the nose. I thought that if you go back and you look at the 49er game, I thought that he tried to get Ferguson the football a little bit more. I think Ferguson had 6 grabs in the game, but, you know, limited yardage. He only had like 20, 25 yards in the game, so there was limited there. I think he's tried to sprinkle the ball to the backs a little bit, running the football or throw the football to them. But, yeah, it's about C.D. Lamb. C.D. Lamb had 13 catches for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns against the 49ers last week. You know, and what did he have? I'm going back. I'm trying to look at my numbers here as far as completion. He had 25 completions. So 13 of his 25 completions are the same guy. And you're dead on. You're exactly right. He's locking in on one dude. Is that because McCarthy, the way McCarthy's calling plays, it's kind of steering in that direction? Or do they feel like, you know, guys can't make – there's nobody can make any plays around them? It's an interesting dilemma that they have, but fortunately it's their dilemma.
Falcons radio analyst, former Falcon, and my personal friend, Dave Archer, who you all right there, Arch? You good?
Yeah, struggling a little bit with that.
He's getting ready to make that call on those putties this weekend.
Dave Archer joining us here on the morning shift. Arch, I ask you what I think might be stupid questions all the time, and I know that, you know, sometimes you've told me offensively you got a playmaker that's maybe out of rhythm with and not making the plays he normally makes, right? And you can kind of scheme up to get him, kind of get him going. Matthew Judon on the other side is an edge rusher who came in, I think, a sack and a half in like the first 2 or 3 games at the most. It took him 3 games to get a sack and a half, and he's been quiet since. Is there a way to get a guy like an edge rusher, a really good edge rusher like in the past Judon has been, is there a way to get him going? Is there a way to scheme that up? Or does it just have to happen organically?
Well, I think that the bulk of it has to happen, Bo. I think that you're talking about a guy that has not been winning his one-on-one battles. And that's what you try to do. If you're going to scheme something for an edge rusher, you're trying to create a one-on-one situation for him. And he's had a number of one-on-one situations since he's been here. You mentioned he got off to a decent start, but it's been pretty lean here over the last several weeks. And if you go back and look at the tape, I mean, he's got one-on-one opportunities, just not winning. And in all honesty, Arnold Ebiketie has been around the quarterback. Now, he's not putting him on the ground, but he's been around the quarterback maybe a little bit more than Judon's been. Now, Judon's done some other stuff. I think Judon's done a decent job in the run game on the edge. So that is that part of what they're doing defensively from a scheme standpoint? I know they want to turn him loose on third down and let him go get the passer, but he's also dropping off in coverage some. I think he did some of that in New England as well, but is he being used a little bit differently here than maybe just, you know, teeing off and going and getting the passer? Do you give him a few more opportunities like that? But I don't know that there's anything else that Jimmy Lake can do for Matthew Judon other than create some one-on-one opportunities, which he's getting. And now it's just up to him with his ability, you know, to go get the passer. And this is where you get a little concerned as to where he is in his career. Is he still have the ability to go do that?
Yeah, finishing up here with Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcons radio analyst. Dave, we got about 30 seconds, but today officially Kirktober has come to a close. Now we're hoping for a Kirkvember, if you will. What can Kirk do to make sure that he stays hot and this passing game stays hot? I mean, I know it's as simple as saying do the same things that got you there, but there's a little bit different teams coming down the stretch here. What are you looking for Kirk through November?
Well, I love his preparation, Mike. I think he does such a good job of understanding what teams are doing. This is a Mike Zimmer defense. Obviously, he's very familiar with Mike Zimmer and what they like to do defensively, and that's really what it is. It's a matter of studying and doing the things that you know, or looking in on the things that people do. But this is a defense in Dallas. It's a little banged up in the back end. They're a little banged up up front. You got to make sure you take advantage of it. But really, just do the things you're capable of doing. You just said it. You know, just continue to do the distribute. He says, I'm a point guard. I'm going to distribute the ball. Keep distributing the ball. He's got guys who can go make plays.
There you go. Hopefully, we can see that this Sunday. Dave, thanks for hanging out with us, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care. See you. All right, man.